So, Dr. Rani, dictating a consultation on Wanda Williams. Date of birth is December 7, 1964. Date of consultation is February 28, 2022. Referring physician is Sri Ram Balasubramanian, MD. Reason for consultation is increasing esophageal reflux, history of pesendillus. Patient is a 57-year-old female being evaluated via telehealth. For reflux period. The symptoms are worse with certain types of food, dash i.e. French fries, period. Her reflux symptoms have been stable for a long time until it got exacerbated recently, period. She was taking different proton pump inhibitors in the past, but was not taking anything immediately prior to the flare-up of her symptoms, period. Excuse me. Denied any hematemesis or hemesis, period. No hoarseness of voice, period. Paragraph, please. Refer to the impression outlined below for additional evaluation period. Impression number one. Exacerbation of her reflux symptoms. Not currently on any proton pump inhibitors. Last upper endoscopy was in 2017. Done by Dr. Jani and showed antral erythema and non-bleeding erosive gastropathy. And biopsies for Helicobacter was negative, and there was no endoscopic evidence of Barrett's esophagus, period. Next point. Last colonoscopy was on September 2017 and showed few small mouth diverticulosis of the ascending colon and no endoscopic evidence of any mass, comma erosions or polyps, period. The prep, however, was suboptimal. Next point, non-bleeding internal hemorrhoids. Next point, self-post cholecystectomy in 2018, and according to the patient, the patient had post cholecystectomy leak and was subsequently transferred to University of Maryland Hospital. But she underwent some procedures, the details of which are being avoided, period. It is likely that she had a biliary leak and had a stent placed and subsequently removed, period. However, I will wait for the final records before arriving at a conclusion, period. Next point, status post MRI with MRI of the lumbar spine without contrast on February 21st and showed the degenerative changes of the lumbar spine with mild progression at some levels since 2015, period. Next point. Status post MRI of the pelvis without and with contrast on 2/21/2022 and showed findings consistent with hysterectomy, and the left ovary was not visualized and the right ovary was within normal limits. The bladder, the lymph nodes, bowel, peritoneum, vessels, abdominal wall were all within normal limits. The most recent blood test available is from September 30, 2021, and it showed a normal prothrombin time, HIV dash non-reactive, beta HCG dash negative. Next point, the patient had a blood test done on 2/25/2022, dash results are being awaited. Next point, status post cardiology evaluation on October 13, 2021, by Upper Chesapeake Cardiology with a diagnosis of supraventricular tachycardia. And according to the cardiologists, looks like cardiology notes, there's a mention of a mild non-obstructive coronary artery disease by cardiac cath in 2015 with negative ETT. There's TS and TOM, ETT at a good workload in 2016. And with the history of paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia, catheter ablation times two at University of Maryland in 1989 and 1994, period. She, however, had a recurrence of her symptoms in 2015 with a narrow complex tachycardia that terminated with IV adenosine, period. She again underwent a repeat ablation in 2016. Next point. Status post breast reduction and abdominoplasty. Next point, coronary atherosclerosis and mild and non-obstructive coronary artery disease. Next point, diabetes mellitus type 2. Next point, dyslipidemia. Next point, history of fatty liver. Next point, hypothyroidism. Next point, multiple sclerosis. Next point, status for CRCP by Dr. Peter Darwin on April 19, 2018 for likely stent placement. Next point, status for cardiology clearance by Dr. Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Zeno Moreira, that's Zeno-Moreira, on October 16, 2021. And at the time, she was cleared for cosmetic surgery without further testing. Next point, status post echocardiogram and on 2/20/2018. Recommendations, number one, details regarding her cardiac workup will be once again reviewed. And I will check with the Dr. Drosner's office if a patient is cleared for an upper endoscopy. Next point, the lansoprazole 30 milligrams BID for 2 weeks and then 30 milligrams Q-day dash to be taken half an hour before food. Next one, blood test from 2/25/2022 will be reviewed. Once obtained, next point, upper endoscopy at Franklin Square Hospital, period. End of dictation, thanks.